Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Jay Cutler with Waddle and Sylvie.
Cutler down the middle, right in stride.
Jay Cutler, Fridays at 3.
Second and 10, finds the pocket. Cutler, what a grab for the touchdown!
Fridays at 3.
That was a sick throw by Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler on ESPN 1000.
That's right, every Friday, 3 o'clock, right on the button there. And if you miss anything, you can always get anything you miss on the ESPN Chicago app. Jay Cutler brought to you by Cuts by Jay and Pat. Have you tried Jay's meat? No, it's not code for anything. He's slinging beef, and there's some great stuff.
Not just
there.
Beef.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of great stuff on there. Visit cutsbyjayandpat.com. The burgers are so good. The hot dogs are fantastic. Check out Jay's podcast, Uncut, with the Jay Cutler as well. He had Zach Miller on this
week. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Do you want to ask Jay your cute question of the day? And I know you're prepared for this interview because you have a camouflage baseball cap
on. Yeah, you like that? Jay, Nick Hill, the coach at Southern Illinois, sent me two caps that is camouflage. And he's like, here's one for you. Can you get Cuddy to wear one of those? Yes. I don't know if you remember Nick. Nick once got a tryout with the Bears as a quarterback out of college, and now he's the head coach at Southern Illinois. So can I send you one of these hats?
Yeah, sure. What's his last name?
Hill. Nick Hill.
Yeah. Ring
about. Nothing says outdoorsman more than Sylvie wearing a camouflage baseball cap, does it?
Have you ever been in the woods or anything?
does a forest preserve golf course count?
No. I think we've talked about this before, but if we dropped you, let's say we dropped you in, Washington State. Middle of nowhere. I'll literally give you whatever you want. How long do you think you can make it?
So first of all, I want to know what you want. If Jay says I'll give you whatever you need,
a house.
You don't get a
house with power.
Let's say you get a large backpack. You can put whatever you want in. What are you putting in?
What am I putting in? I'm obviously putting in a gun. I'm putting in some stuff to create fire. Right.
What kind of stuff? What fire stuff? What does that mean?
Fire starter matches, lighters. We'll put Jay on hold. We'll try and reestablish this. But let me think about this. So, and then I need food. I need to put some food.
Well, again, you only have
perishables that will last.
I got it, but
I've only got a backpack.
Only got a backpack. And what your goal here is to stay in the woods as long as you can.
A day, hours.
No, the contest is you have to stay. There has to be something at the end of the day.
Did you guys just hang up on me?
No. We reestablished your line. We were
okay.
We didn't want to piss you off and just put you on hold right away. So we're just secretly trying to reestablish your line.
I hate this question. I'm scared of this dude.
So seriously, what's in your backpack?
Well, I said some non-perishable food items to get me going. I need a knife. I need a gun. I need some stuff to start a fire.
And fire stuff, yep.
Yeah, fire stuff. You know that. And I think I could go for maybe a day or 48 hours max.
Really?
You take the over or the under?
I mean, I hope they're over, but I mean, you don't think you can make it 3 days?
No.
You've got everything you need.
I feel like
toilet
I'm a self-aware
guy. You got to take
some
toilet paper with you, too.
No, that's the least of my worries. That takes up too much spot. Why do we need toilet paper?
Because I can't see you wiping yourself with leaves.
Why not? I mean, who needs to wipe if you're only going to last a day or two? We've got to worry about a little rash down there. I got bigger things to worry about.
We're going to hold it for 48 hours. I can't come out constipated as hell.
Toilet paper. How do you feel, Jay, about Waddle saying toilet paper?
How much space is toilet paper going to take up?
It's bulky. Yeah, I mean, you could get maybe it's like 10 sheets or something. You don't have to take a whole roll.
You can put it on the on the end of your gun that you're asking for. You could just slide it on like a silencer. It could be like your toilet paper silencer is what it could be.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You're really thrilled you signed up for this, aren't you, Jay?
Yeah, me too. A lot of regrets already.
So we wanted to ask you this. We were joked about the number six last week and Trevathan wearing number six. The page six stuff. Do you care when people write about you, or do you hate it?
What's page six?
Like the gossip pages in New York.
Oh, I mean, you don't really have a choice, right?
Yeah, you deal with it, right? You let them write, and you live your life.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to write whatever they're going to write. So, I mean, it doesn't really affect me.
It is what it is. You've been dying to ask this question, haven't you?
He had an interesting, like, how did you think about it? What was your phrase
for
it?
He went from number six to page six. Yeah. I actually said to Waddle, you ask him about that. He's going to be pissed if I ask him.
But, I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, whenever we were doing the show and, you know, all the years with Kristen, like, there was stuff out there. So it is what it is.
I mean, like, and that's when you were a quarterback. Do you feel like you're sort of some sort of a... what's the word I'm looking for?
Animal in a cage?
No, an animal in a cage, but not a reality star. But you were in a reality show, but you're almost covered like you're an actor these days. Pop culture icon, Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've got to fade out of the picture at some point. I mean, I'm not really doing anything that interesting anymore. So, I mean, I'm hoping that they just get tired of me and I just kind of go away. But I don't know. I just don't know anymore. The reality show didn't do me any favors, if we're being honest.
Really?
I mean, in that world, obviously the show was great and it was fun, but I mean, it didn't help. You know, it keeps you relevant longer, which I think without the show, you know, I probably wouldn't be relevant much.
And you were good at it, too. Like, if you were just some guy who no one cared about on that show, then you would have faded, too. But I think, like, you were so good. I think you were the star of the show. We joked about that with you, where you then stayed in the spotlight longer.
Yeah, you guys had a pretty good name for it.
What was it again? Forgetting Cavalier?
Barely Cavalier. Yeah.
Now we can call it.
It was pretty good, wasn't it? I mean, I thought it was pretty creative, wasn't it?
We can chuckle at it now.
Have you been offered any other, like, acting parts since then?
You know, I worked with the agency, and they helped with the podcast. And we've talked about it. We've talked about reality shows. We've talked about doing a reality show with like the handball thing and putting a team together. Talk about doing a reality show with like friends in Nashville. So I'm definitely open to it. I liked it. It was fine. And I think if you can control it and you can shape it how you want to, and you work with good people, that it's a positive experience.
As you mentioned your podcast, the latest guest was Zach Miller, your former teammate with the Bears, a tight end. How surprised are you that he has segued into being a country music star or on the cusp of being someone that's very well recognized in the industry?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And he started kind of sending me songs a year ago. It was probably about this time a year ago. And I knew that he had a guitar towards the end of his career and he was, you know, strumming along and messing around, but you know, then he started writing his own stuff, and I was driving back from Montana. I stopped in at his house, and, you know, the dude was just ripping off, like, 20, 30 songs one night. I'm like, what are you going to do here? So, I mean, it's awesome to see, and he's passionate about it. And, you know, I think we talked about it. It's hard to find something to kind of replace football when you're done, and he's found something that, you know, he's got a real passion for, and that's, you know, that's part of it.
All right, as far as watching the game on Sunday night with the Bears, if you were the quarterback, why are you laughing?
I'm just waiting.
If you were the quarterback, I'm going to get to the I told you so later. If you were the quarterback and you were given that game plan and everyone's going to run a bunch of stick routes and nothing longer than 10 yards, how would you have reacted?
No. I mean, is this confirmed? Like, we don't know.
Well, Marquise Goodwin, one of their receivers, when asked, you know, the challenge of going up against Jalen Ramsey, basically said, we played into their hands by not running any routes beyond 10 yards.
Well, I mean, that's a loaded statement. I find it really, really hard to believe that there was nothing over 10 yards. I mean, it's actually damn near impossible to put a game plan and not having it. I understand they were probably worried about Aaron Donald. They were probably worried about the front. And there probably was a heavy amount of three-step and, you know, get it out of the hand quick and bubbles and all that stuff. But, you know, Nagy's been around long enough. I mean, you carry stuff past 10. It might not get called, but it was in the game plan.
And then what did you make of them using Justin Fields? You like Nagy, but you said to us before the game, you think it would be stupid if they used Justin Fields in some packages.
I don't think I said the word stupid.
I think you did. I actually did. You know me, Jay. I that is etched in my memory. At least that's the way I remember it.
If I said at least that's how I shaped it in my head.
If I said stupid, I didn't mean stupid.
I think now you're. I don't know what he's going to. I have no idea. I mean, you know, the pressure's there. The fans are there. You guys are probably yelling it from the rooftops every single day to use them more. And I mean, it worked out. And that's the slippery slope with those type of things. As soon as you start dipping your toe in, you start getting positive results. It's like, hell, let's try more. Let's put more in. And maybe that's their plan. Maybe their plan is to slowly get him out there and get him to make some experience that way until he is comfortable. I mean, which isn't the worst plan in the world.
What else stood out to you from week one of the NFL season?
Some good games.
Some really good games.
I mean, I think you have to look at the Chiefs and just be in awe of them right now. I mean, their ability to score and go up and down the field is insanity. And Arizona's got a chance this year, too, if they can keep going. If Kyler can stay healthy, that offense is dynamic.
How much fun is he just to watch? You know, he's like a video game.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, Camden already wants a jersey of him. I'm like, of course you do. Touch a bandwagon kid right now.
That's what they do.
Oh, gosh. Patrick Mahomes was this guy 2 years ago. I'm a Chargers fan. Maybe watch Arizona. And now we're an Arizona fan.
What happened is, like, you know, back in the day, like, you couldn't watch all those games.
Right.
You know, you got whatever regional game you're on, it's like that was your team. Now it's a free-for-all out there.
And before we let you go, what did you make of what you saw from the Green Bay Packers, their struggles, boy, and Aaron Rodgers having an epically bad day?
You know, I mean, it seems like Aaron is just in a different headspace, and I don't know if it's good or bad. You know, he's very chill. He's got his fiance. He's figuring out life, it seems like, and they were we haven't seen them that bad, and it was hard to watch, and it's hard to think that they can just put the switch and bounce back, but maybe they can.
Yeah,
maybe they're interesting. You know, if they don't bounce back in a big way this week, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens up there and see what kind of heat Aaron gets.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't gotten any heat, and rightfully so. But he put himself in a bad situation, you know, week one with the holdout and everything, and coming out and, you know, them doing what they did. So they all need to play well this week to settle that place down a little bit.
Yep. All right, Jay, have a good weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, get you some fire stuff. I'll send it your way.
There he is, the one and only Jay Cutler. Again,
calling us from a deer stand. It's
yeah, there. Boy, we got it. It's brought to you by Cuts by Jay and Pat. Visit cutsbyjayandpat.com and check out Jay's podcast, Uncut with Jay Cutler. We need an AT&T or a Verizon to sponsor this, to get him on the old 5G.
I have other questions. Like, I want to know if he's gambling.
Yes,
I want to know if he's participating in sports gambling. Is he?
I believe he is. I think he's been talking about it. Remember, Brian Urlacher, he got big into gambling, too. Urlacher loves to gamble on football. How does is the NFL cool with all that? Where you're
former players? Yes. You're a former player. You can do whatever you want.
Of course.
You just can't be dropping dimes on games that you're participating in if you're in the league at the time.
Of course. I love hearing, though, the former players talk about gambling. All right. Remember, Free Ticket Friday coming up at 3:45. Can I bring up this the new hero of Chicago. This guy has all of a sudden rode in on the white horse, and he is like this hero that all Bears fans need. And I wonder about this.
You'd like to push him off his horse.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that, but I'd like to bring up a couple of points next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, if you don't have plans for tonight, I got a great event for you, a chance where you can qualify to win. This is a fantastic Vegas trip, one of the best trips we've ever given away. Think about it. You've seen the Bears play in a lot of cool environments. We've never seen them play in Vegas.
No.
And a new stadium. Vegas is back. We're going to Vegas. We're going to be broadcasting there October 8th. We're going to be going to the game on October 10th. We'll be flying out October 7th after our show. You could qualify to win on my pub crawl tonight with White Claw Hard Seltzer. Black and Abdallah were out on Wednesday. They say it was absolutely outstanding. So we're inviting.
Bananas.
It was bananas. We're inviting you to Palatine tonight. 7 o'clock at Lamplighter Inn. 7:40 TJ O'Brien's. 8:20 JL's Pizza. You get a bonus if you're at all three spots. More chances
you
to
said
qualify.
Bonus, right?
Bonus. You could have something else if you win the trip, right? But you get a bonus for every place you're at. Like, if you only go to one, you only get one chance to qualify. You go to two, you get two. Go to three, guess how many chances you have?
My guess is going to be three.
Yeah, so tonight, 7 to 9 in Palatine, brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Then tomorrow, I'm going to be in Antioch. Anastasia's at 2, Wings Etc. at 2:40, Rivalry at 3:20. So it's
Anastasia.
It's Anastasia's cap, and it's 2 to 4 tomorrow in Antioch. So
Anastasia's.
Pick one, or pick both. You can go to both. Look, if you head to both, you get six chances to qualify. And you enjoy some White Claw.
That's right.
Have some cool events. The weather's perfect. This is perfect. Soak it in right now.
Enjoy it, because it won't last for very much longer.
Yeah. Let me preface everything by saying this. I don't think that a win-loss record or being a great quarterback dictates whether you're a good analyst. There are a lot of people who have looked at bad quarterbacks who are now analysts and say, look at you, you were only a backup quarterback, or look at you, what did you ever win? I think if you played the game on any level and you have good thoughts, just like most coaches in the NFL really didn't play the sport at a high level. Like, there's the occasional Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Nagy didn't play a bad example there.
He played in the Arena League for a little bit, played at Delaware.
Well, I know, but he's not exactly a guy who you say is doing great now. Like Andy Reid, we see him in the pump, pass, and kick competition. What's the highest level Andy Reid played?
That may have been it. I don't know.
So, you know what I mean? Like, and Theo Epstein, what's the highest level Theo Epstein played baseball at?
It's not a prerequisite for being good at your job. Right. Nor is playing at a very high level a guarantee that you're going to be good at the
exactly.
other part of the
I've
job.
I've seen a lot of guys who are all-stars, who are Hall of Famers, be bad coaches, be bad analysts. So I'm not saying that you have to win games and you cannot now talk about current teams. And I think Dave Wannstedt is a great analyst.
And a good dude these days.
Good dude. And I think he's entertaining, and I think he breaks down the game well. All of a sudden, though, he seems to be the hero that all Bears fans want. He went on a Redline Radio the other day. I like those guys at Barstool Chicago. And I think the quote was something to the effect of, and again, if he wants to break down Matt Nagy like he does on the Sunday show with Cap and Alex Brown and Lance Briggs and Olin Krutz, fine, and say, look, Matt Nagy's not doing this the right way, I'm good with it. When you start inserting yourself into the commentary, and he did this on Redline Radio, he's like, hey, you give me Mitch Trubisky, you give me David Montgomery.
And the 2018 defense.
And I'm getting you to the playoffs every year. Now, all of a sudden, you're inserting yourself. You're creating all of a sudden this aura in which you weren't as a coach.
And by the way, in using that example, Matt Nagy has done that 2 out of the 3 times. But go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good example, too. And everyone's like, and Cap loves Wani. Cap loves himself a Wani sandwich. If he could be the meat in a Wani sandwich, he would be so happy.
What that means?
I don't know what it means either, but I'm going with that. Okay. And like, he anything Wani says these days is gold. Let me just remind everybody, okay, before we start saying, Wani's saying he can get Mitch Trubisky and David Montgomery and the 18 defense, go to the playoffs, which they did do, then with Jordan Howard. Do you know that Dave Wannstedt had the greatest offense of the Bears' modern era and did not get to the postseason? Do you know that they rewrote the record books offensively in the 1995 season when Eric Kramer threw for over 3,800 yards and 29 touchdowns? Would we talk about the closest to coming to 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, something a Bears quarterback has never done, that Eric Kramer was on the doorstep of both of those with Curtis Conway? And that really good Bear, Ron Turner running the show. Mm-hmm. They rewrote the Bears' offensive playbook, and Dave Wannstedt did not take them to the postseason. But wait, there's more. Because after he rewrote the Bears' offense, he decided he should go trade for Rick Meyer, which was so successful here in Chicago. And he followed acquiring Rick Meyer with 2 of the worst seasons in the modern era in Bears history in 97 and 98 when they went 4-12. And oh, by the way, they started one of those seasons 0-7. So I love Dave as an analyst, but don't start making yourself the hero that we all need when it comes to stepping on Matt Nagy's throat here. Because you ain't taking us to the postseason. You didn't take us to the postseason with the greatest offense of the modern era of the Chicago Bears. And then you only got worse and you embarrassed Bears fans multiple times in 97 and 98.
We won a playoff game.
You started off with a lot of the players that the Ditka era brought in that he couldn't wait to get rid of. That's what I'm saying. He took over, and in the 94 season, is that what you're alluding to?
Yeah, we won. We beat Minnesota in Minnesota as a wild card. It says here we were 4th in the NFC Central. I'm assuming that means that we were a wild card team. I know we were a wild card team. Yeah, because but then we went to San Francisco and we got our doors blown off.
You beat Minnesota. I think they were 2-0 against you guys in the regular season. It was one of the most thrilling games I remember. It was either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Do you know what huge contribution that I made in that game?
You went 14 yards, didn't you?
I didn't even have a catch. Come on. I recovered an onside kick.
Oh, look at you. That's good. We needed the possession. Hands team, Waddle. Wait, were you recovering it when they tried the onside kick or when the Bears needed to recover?
No, like when they were onside kicking us. Yeah, I the animal out there just roughing
you were
guys
on the
up.
Team.
Yeah, to recover one.
Hey, Waddle. Tony, is Waddle available? Or is he sitting out again with one of those hip injuries with his face broken?
But I mean, like, I'm good with Dave breaking stuff down, but don't all of a sudden start creating to the young Bears fans that you can make something out of nothing because you were given the best Bears offense of the... Am I right? Was that not that year one of the greatest years in Bears history?
I was gone. I think it enhanced the opportunity for them to set some records. What year was that?
95.
Yeah, that was the year after I was shown the door.
I think Kramer again went for 38-38 and 29 touchdowns. And it was Curtis Conway. I forget if that was the last year of Jeff Graham. I still think they may have had Jeff Graham.
Jeff Graham was such a smooth
player.
And
they got rid of him the next year. It was a really good team. And so again, he has this team in 94 that goes to the postseason with Steve Walsh, right? And then all of a sudden, you get Eric Kramer, who you already had, didn't take over the job right away. But now his offense is superstar offense. And you only go down a cliff.
Well, I think the more kind of intriguing part of the statement, Dave Wannstedt said he'd get to the playoffs every year with Mitch Trubisky. Well, Matt got there two out of the 3 years. Not every year, but got there two out of the three years with Mitch.
And I'm not here to protect Matt Nagy
No, no, I know. I'm just saying, it's kind of odd.
We can use a different hero. That's not the hero that we want nor that we need.
We enjoy dinner and a football conversation with
him. If Dave wants to have a glass of wine, I'm open for a glass of wine. If Dave wants to break down some defensive play, I'm good for that. Don't start making yourself into this hero as a head coach.
Caps on line two. He wants a word with Sylvie. Is that correct?
It's silliness.
Driveway meeting, 6:30 tonight.
Later today, Jim Boylan will hop on and dissect last year of everything the Bulls did wrong. I mean, what do you come on now?
No, Zetterman had the best tweet where he said, now I know what a show with 1994 with Sylvie would sound like.
But I'm just saying, he's here now making himself the hero. This is, come on now.
We don't need another hero.
But outside of Cap, who's buying that?
Oh, no, that,
I'm
that,
a Bears fan, and I don't really care what he says. I think he sounds like a nice guy on TV. He gives good sound bites, but like I know
it's been going around social media. Look at what Dave says. Look at Dave.
Yeah, I mean, as a Bears fan, I remember those teams suck.
That's my point.
You just violated our relationship.
No,
I was
not
part
true.
Of that.
You were a stud, man.
I mean,
man.
Think about
you were
it.
A stud. You got that onside
we've
kick.
Got, we've
Boom.
Got national wants that on TV every day. Dan Orlovsky's out there breaking down quarterbacks. He's one of the worst quarterbacks that ever played.
But that was my preface of everything. It doesn't matter if you're one of the worst quarterbacks to ever played. Because who are the coaches in the league? Most of these coaches didn't play in the NFL. Where did Kyle Shanahan play? He's one of the best play callers there is. Doesn't mean that Dan Orlovsky can't break down film or good quarterback play. Kyle Shanahan's as good as anybody in the league. I'm just saying, when you insert yourself, if Dan Orlovsky would stand up and say, boy, Mahomes sucked last week. If that was me, I could have led Kansas City to a win. Then that stupidity.
If I
that's
said,
what Wani's
listen,
doing.
If I had played with Tom Brady and the Patriots, I could have been Julian Edelman.
You may have, though.
That's not true.
You may
that's
have
not,
a point.
No, that's
all
not
right,
true.
We got Waddle's World next, and then Free Ticket Friday at 3:45.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Amazing.
What's going on in the world of sports?
Look at all the sports picks. The aerobics in here. So many activities.
Let's find out together.
Step class. It's making my head spin how many activities you can do.
As we enter.
This is how we do it.
Waddle's World.
Yeah, Waddle's World brought to you by our great friends and partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC, are we doing what to watch for today?
Yeah, of course we are. Okay. I got something good.
I was going to say, so do I. And I've been trying to give you different suggestions. Like I just said to you at the break, I got nothing planned for Waddle's World, so I'm just going to vamp for like 15 minutes before I get to some poo stories, and then we'll go to some poo stories.
Are you
going to
give
the
show that you said to me a couple days ago?
Yes. Did you follow it?
I looked at it. Looks good.
It is good.
It.
It's so well acted. So I'll wait.
There are actors in there that I enjoy.
Yes. You said you had a before I wanted to rip your ass for a 2-14 record last week, you said you got a tweet from somebody.
San Antonio,
hey,
Texas.
High five for San Antonio.
San Antonio's representing Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, San Antonio is in the house.
I hear San Antonio is a great town.
I have been. Well, yeah. Have you?
I've never been.
No? Was there for the Final Four?
I've never been to a Final Four.
Never
been to a Final Four.
It's great. The Riverwalk,
I think,
fantastic.
All three of you have been to Final
Four. You guys
Fours?
Been to San Antonio though? San Antonio is a good underrated.
Never
city.
Been to San Antone.
Yeah.
Remember, Barkley used to make a living of ripping the women and then he stopped. But remember this year, they're like, look, Chuck, we can't do that anymore. No. Everyone's so politically correct. So you want this tweet?
I do.
Christian Espinoza tweeted us. He says, so Waddle and Sylvie and Bears and their Bears radio show want to take over Vegas Stadium for Bears versus the Raiders, and they're hashtagging Raiders Nation, hashtag Raiders. I don't want to screw around.
I don't want any piece of the
black
hole.
They already sold all the tickets to Bears fans. What is it? It's already taken over.
Yeah, I know.
The flag's already planted.
Look, I'm looking to gamble. I'm looking to drink. I'm looking to sit by
the pool.
Get
a little suntan.
Check out a game. I'm not looking to get in a fight with Raider Nation.
I know part
of Raider Nation.
Yeah. You know how when Carm was using the F-bomb at Swift & Sons the other night and things went a little sideways?
And you got up and ran?
I'm going to do that when we get to the stadium.
I didn't want to sit through a lecture job when I had nothing to do with why we were getting lectured. Like, what am I, 8? Do I need to be lectured? Let Carmen get lectured. I'm getting up. The guy doesn't know how to comport himself. Carm didn't know.
So you just wanted to separate yourself from.
I had to go to the bathroom, and it gave me a good opportunity.
I have a feeling, though, that you've gotten into one of those stupid spats with a couple of friends at a nice place before. And how did that go?
Yeah. It was like, some dumb sports argument.
Yeah.
I told you the dumbest sports argument that the whole table was up in arms about was when Perry took the stance that Steve Nash is the most overrated MVP, and he never should have been an MVP.
He was two-time MVP, right?
Two-time MVP.
And so how does this escalate into...
And it was Roman
Where
Madrowski.
Are we at, right? Where are we at?
We're at, I forget which steakhouse we're at.
It was a nice place.
Smith & Wolinski, maybe. And we may have even had a private room, but Roman Madrowski, who runs ESPN.com, I think, these days in Connecticut. He used to work ESPN Chicago here. And Perry were going to fist fight. They were going to fist fight.
That's just dumb.
And we still joke to this day in some text chains when it gets a little feisty. We're like, well, let's debate Steve Nash. We've all had silly arguments.
Did anybody come over and warn that if it didn't simmer down that you were going to be shown the door?
I don't think so. No, it was weird to get scolded or to watch Carmen get scolded, especially when he fluffed us at first. The maitre d' came in with compliments first. He fluffed us. He said, "Look, you guys are great. I listen. My wife even listens more than I do."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Look at this. This guy's complimenting."
Yeah, what is over here?
Hey, say it louder so my bosses can hear. But this vulgar language has got to stop. Not only has one table complained, the other table has complained. And then he brought down his mask to sort of get the point across. And I'm like, I'm out.
You left treadmarks. You left so fast. You squealed out of there so quickly, you left treadmarks. By the way, I was not aware of the fact that you were inept as the day is long. You were the Chicago Bears offense in week one of your newspaper game prediction section, and I believe Cap ripped your ass.
What do you mean I was bad?
Yeah.
I'm saying, I am exactly what gamblers need. I told you.
Well, your record was bad.
My record was bad, and what did I tweet out after one game was played?
I tweeted out Friday. You did say fade.
I told everyone on and off the air, I told them in a social media post, and I told people on the air, that I want a social experiment to be done. I think this is more of a money making experiment. Play every one of my picks in the Sun-Times this year, and if you do, you will be rich. Play even if it's $5 or $10. So
play all of your picks, but go oppo.
Here's the difference between Cap and me. I'm self aware, and I know I'm bad. Cap thinks he's God's gift to gambling. He pays a lot of money for all these gambling services.
Does he? Is he paying for it?
Yeah, he pays for a lot of these services. Yeah,
Was that out there?
When you see Cap, say, "Hey, Cap, I hear you pay for it."
Was that out there?
I don't think that was out there.
Did you just inadvertently pull the curtain back? I think that was
a low blow. I don't think that was out there.
Or he gets like the codes and he goes on the paid sites.
Does he have a cheat code?
But he studies, and for a guy who studies and a guy who pays and a guy who does all this stuff to be mediocre as he is at gambling, and I think that's dialing it up nicely. I at least get on the radio and go, "Look, I suck at this. And what you should do is every pick I make, go against me and make some money." Now, if you took my advice, my own advice that I tweeted out, there are receipts out there from a week ago today.
You'd have a ski chalet.
If you would have played $10 every game and I went 2-14 and you would have taken my advice and faded me, I would have made you a lot of money. I don't think there is actually a service out there where you can make more money.
It's called Oppo.
Than going Oppo Sylvie.
You should have your own site called Oppo.
Where I will seriously try to pick the games, and all you do is just go Oppo. And it's year in, year out.
I think we found an idea for an app called Oppo.
Oppo.
But let's do it.
But look.
I think we're going to have a boy fight on Monday.
I don't think that was public knowledge.
At least I don't pay for it.
You're going to pay for it on Monday.
Why?
There's going to be. You're going to. Where are you going tonight?
See you in dinner because he's going to be standing in your driveway
tonight. He's going to Palatine tonight, right?
He's
going to
be wearing his walking shoes that he was talking about today.
So, like 9:30 when you get back home, there's going to be a little octagon set up for a boy fight in your yard.
When he was busting your chops about it, what was he saying? Was he? I didn't hear this part today.
They brought it up on the air, which I'm fine with. I'm fine.
Doesn't
I know
sound like
I suck.
Okay.
I take part in this because I like Potsy, and it's goofy that they're even asking me to do it, but I do it year in and year out. I know my place. I am one of the worst picking football games in this universe.
Okay, but last year you were only like 6 under .500. Okay, that's not gonna make me a ton of money.
That's been my best year. And here's what Cap supposedly was going around off the air making fun of me. Going person
that's,
to person.
So that's Jan, where it gets.
Sylvie, like, he sucks. Hey, Danny, take that. Sylvie sucks. And
I think we should. I need some clarity from Danny Zetterman, who is listening right now. I want to know if there was some off the air.
Armchair Nutritionist, whoever podcasts are sold, and on the ESPN Chicago app.
Right. It's free. That's an affordable price with some good knowledge. He does need to chill the hell out about the weather, though, and he's always worried about winter coming. And he
you're
doesn't
just giving
enjoy
everybody a little bit of a a shot in the kidney, aren't
it's
you?
A feisty football Friday.
Yeah. Do Yurko now?
What do you mean, do Yurko?
Well, we're just going and picking people and just fighting them to do Yurko.
It's got to be something.
Sylvie's only going after
related,
Cap,
right?
He was just going after Danny.
No, I like Danny.
No, he said the weather was
Cap too, but.
But.
7 to 9 tonight, I'll be in Palatine. Lamplighter in TJ O'Brien's Jail's Pizza. It's all brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Cap will meet you out back.
You could qualify to win that trip to Vegas tomorrow, 2 to 4 in Antioch. Anastasia's. Look, you may go 8-8 in a week and pay for it.
At Anastasia's.
But you don't know how to say Anastasia's. Swings, etc., and rivalry.
At Anastasia's.
Did you just do a spit? Did you just spit?
I did, and I got it in my eye.
Phrasing!
There's a joke there.
Phrasing!
At Anastasia's.
Thing. Oh, God. It took some coffee in the eye.
Are we doing Florida or Ohio
Hell
today?
Hell yeah, we are. It's Friday.
All right, we
at
got
Anastasia's.
And let's do it now. Free ticket Friday, 312-332-3776. Caller 10 wins tickets for Sox and Tigers. We're getting ready for the postseason. Chicago Cut Steakhouse brings you Free Ticket Friday. David Flom, Maddie Moore, they're going to completely roll out the red carpet for you. And all of our listeners, they always do. It's LaSalle on the River. Caller 10 wins. You'll have two more chances at 4:45 and 5:45.
I got a really nutty story for you when we come back as well.
It's the nuttiest story.
Anastasia's.
And it's the nuttiest story of the day. Next. We're in the stands.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
The Twitch people get a viewing of you having your blueberries over there.
It's been a wild ride in the Twitch chat today.
Oh, it has.
It hasn't been exactly a warm and fuzzy crowd today.
Really? Now, why?
Well, first that Cleveland David comes in. He's probably my nemesis in there. Cleveland David comes in every now and then just to
gives you a steamer
to criticize me. Yeah. He is. I like that.
What is
though.
He criticizing you about? That you're angry?
Yeah.
Disappointed?
Yeah. There's usually very little basis.
Just angry. He's just angry.
Well, that's fine.
Have any supporters in the Twitch forum that are going at Cleveland David on your behalf?
I don't think many people really care about what Cleveland David said.
Okay, yeah. I thought there'd be plenty of people out there defending your honor. But okay, I got a couple of stories for you, okay? A couple of them. One is really bad, and I'll save that for the nuttiest story of the day. This first one is kind of weird. Concerns over kids buying baked beans as beaning trend goes viral.
All right. Another new thing. What is this now? What
shops have been urged to look out for children buying large quantities of tinned goods. That's what they're calling them. While parents are being encouraged to check their cupboards. It comes after beaning, a bizarre new trend, took off on social media, sharing app TikTok. The Mirror paper reports beaning involves children smearing baked beans onto people's driveways, doors, and cars, and of course, filming it. Numerous videos have been posted on social media with the hashtag bean bandits. The messy craze, which is also potentially harmful to dogs, has prompted West Yorkshire police to issue a warning to retailers and parents.
There's always the next stupid thing, and beaning is that right
like
now.
Like, it really is. It's just right. It seems stupid. It's not like.
And then, of course, you got to TikTok it. Look at me. I'm smearing beans
all over.
Like,
if you want to be cool or funny or whatever, get a bag of dog poop and light it on fire and put it on somebody's front step.
That's old. You gotta
get creative. But it's an oldie but a goodie. Oldie but a goodie.
Gotta, yeah, advance the game.
That's attempted arson, bro.
You gotta do something new.
Not attempted arson. It's arson.
Well, it depends on how much gets lit on fire.
All right.
Don't ask how I know that.
Now it's.
Don't ask how I know that.
I think I've heard.
Don't ask how I know that.
Oh, I got to hear this.
No, not on the air. You don't.
That's off the air story.
You just sit down over there before Cleveland Dave takes you out. Nuttiest story of the day. Brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, a night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little nutty. Guess what? It's Friday. Screwball sign off.
Bam! Bam, 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 bam!
At Anastasia's.
Nope, not at Anastasia's. At JT's Porch Saloon and Eatery in Lombard.
Right.
So be listening around 5:50 for the Screwball sign-off when I tell you to be caller 20. We're going to give you, not 50, not 100, not 150, but $200. Don't call now, because if you call now, hold on. Hello, you owe me $200. What's your name?
I was putting people on the air when you
John,
were gone,
John, you owe me $200.
John's like, you can kick rocks. I don't owe you $200.
Oh, he said no thanks. Okay. Next time he calls, he owes me $200. So there you go.
All right, so we're going to do that.
Yeah, $550.
This is fun. Man allegedly defecates in grocery store freezer. Woman accidentally puts her hand in it while reaching for pizza rolls. It's called Oklahoma. An Oklahoma man allegedly defecated in a grocery store freezer Sunday night, and a woman who was shopping accidentally put her hand in it while reaching for pizza rolls.
All you wanted was some Tostino's pizza rolls.
I picked up a bag of pizza rolls, and there's literally... You know what? Shirley Wright Johnson said in a video of the incident. Human poop. Excuse my language. I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag, so I turned it over, and there it was.
That's not tomato sauce.
Didn't they have video of this? Didn't they have, like, they had...
The surveillance video? Yeah.
Who poops in a freezer at a grocery store?
Nah. Who poops at a grocery store?
You know that reminds me? You
in the bathroom.
Have you guys seen that viral video from years ago where the lady goes number two in the middle of the store and then slips in it and then falls?
Yeah.
That video is so great.
That is.
That's good for like...
She's great. She's got something going on. She goes all over the floor and then she goes to walk away and she slips in it. And she's rolling
it's
in
a
it.
Good, it's
karma.
A good... You know, it's a good topic, Chris, on like what silly viral video out there from no matter how many years ago
it's so old.
Can make you laugh over and over again.
I like those videos, just not the ones where people have catastrophic injuries.
I'll give you one after the break, and then we'll get into some bears. Is that cool?
Yeah, I didn't have time for Florida or Ohio, but you know how.
I'll give you the headline real quick. Yeah. Man sits on gun, shoots himself in the penis.
Oh, that's Tampa.
Jacksonville, but close.
Yeah. It's one of the home.
I actually want to hear some details.
Man accidentally shot himself in the penis, and he said the gun was in the driver's seat of his car when he sat in his Nissan Altima and accidentally shot himself in the penis.
I thought I was reaching for my stick shift. Now my stick don't work.
And we'll be back in 2 minutes here on Waddle and Sylvie.
At Anastasia's.